English with You, a daily introduction to English words and phrases.
Hello everyone, this is Jennifer Yu with English with You. 안녕하세요, English with You의 Jennifer Yu입니다. 오늘의 영어 표현은 right under one's nose. Right under one's nose입니다. Today, Mike finds out that Lynn has done something right under the professor's nose. Let's find out by listening to today's conversation. 그럼 오늘의 대화를 들어보시겠습니다. Listen carefully.
I caught you falling asleep during class, so I tried to wake you up, but it didn't work.
Oh, did you? I shouldn't have stayed up late last night.
It happens. But I still can't believe the professor didn't even notice you were asleep, even though you were right under his nose.
Yikes! I'd better be sure that doesn't happen again.
본문에서 마이크가 린에게 I caught you falling asleep during class. 오늘 너 수업 시간에 졸는 걸 봤어. So I tried to wake you up, but it didn't work. 그래서 내가 너를 깨우고 깨웠는데 안 일어나더라고 라고 말을 건네네요. 그러자 린은 Oh, did you? 정말? I shouldn't have stayed up late last night. 아유, 어제 좀 일찍 잤을걸 라고 대답하니까 마이크는 It happens. But I still can't believe the professor didn't even notice you were asleep. 근데 교수님이 내가 자고 있는 걸 전혀 모르시더라고. 너무 신기했어. Even though you were right under his nose. 내가 교수님 바로 코 밑에 있었는데도 말이야. 라고 하네요. 린은 깜짝 놀랐나 봐요. Yikes! 아이고, 어떡해. I'd better be sure that doesn't happen again. 이런 일이 다시 일어나지 않도록 조심해야겠어. 라고 이야기하고 있어요. 그럼 오늘의 대화를 다시 한번 들어보시겠습니다.
I caught you falling asleep during class, so I tried to wake you up, but it didn't work.
Oh, did you? I shouldn't have stayed up late last night.
It happens. But I still can't believe the professor didn't even notice you were asleep, even though you were right under his nose.
Yikes! I'd better be sure that doesn't happen again.
네, 오늘의 영어 표현은 right under one's nose. Right under one's nose입니다. This phrase means that it happens very close to you, but you don't notice it at all. The right under one's nose는 바로 앞에 있는데도 찾지 못한다는 걸 말합니다. 등잔 밑이 어둡다는 얘기죠. 가끔 아주 가까운 곳에서 일어나는 일도 알아채지 못할 때가 있습니다. 그리고 또 다른 사람들은 알아채는데 오히려 가까이에 있는 자신은 알아채지 못하는 경우인데요. 그때 사용할 수 있는 표현이 바로 right under one's nose. Right under one's nose입니다. Let me give you an example. 예를 들어, 친구가 바로 옆에 있는 역사책을 찾으며 Where is my history book? Where is it? 이라고 묻는다면 It's right there, right in front of you. It's right under your nose, silly. 아유, 그것도 안 보이니? 바로 네 옆에 있잖아 라고 답해줄 수 있겠네요. 오늘의 영어 표현 right under one's nose 꼭 기억해 두시고요. Now we will listen to the conversation for the last time.
I caught you falling asleep during class, so I tried to wake you up, but it didn't work.
Oh, did you? I shouldn't have stayed up late last night.
It happens. But I still can't believe the professor didn't even notice you were asleep, even though you were right under his nose.
Yikes! I'd better be sure that doesn't happen again.
Today's phrase, right under one's nose. 바로 앞에 있는데도 찾지 못하다. 또는 등잔 밑이 어둡다. Right under one's nose. 꼭 기억해 두세요. 지금까지 English with You와 Jennifer입니다. Until next time, bye-bye!